Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a person that, well, I guess you could say he's the star behind Hartford's rising star. He has pushed more for the city of Hartford, I think, than most people will ever know. It's Mike McGarry, former city councilman, but so active in the capital city. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining me today.
Well, it's a great morning. It's been a great weather we've got, so let's be happy about it. Hartford blooms.
Beautiful weather. So, yeah, Hartford blooms. You know, we've known about it in the past. It's a great thing, but you kind of have to do it a little bit differently this year. COVID-19 kind of came about and changed a lot of people's plans. So what had to change to make it an event that's still viable, not the same time of the year, but it's going to happen?
Yeah, well, we couldn't do May, of course. We had busloads of people lined up and the buses all set and all the stops set. And, of course, along came the bug. So what we did was put it off till September. Everything I've read so far, everything I've heard about so far, September ought to be okay. You know, but we'll see. Who knows? So we're going to do it, do the tours. It'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 11th, 12th, and 13th.
They've never done the tour. What's a little bit of, you know, the background of the tours?
Well, let me explain. About 9 years ago, over on Ashley Street, I used to live in Hartford, we decided to dress the street up. We actually got a nice grant from Hartford. We got 14 landscape artists, landscape, you know, developers, architects. They came along, and we dressed up Ashley Street. We did a tour. And a year after that, we did a tour of Ashley Street and the West End. There are beautiful gardens in the West End. Then Mayor Pedro Segarra said, could you do the whole city? Gulp. Well, we did. We put together a tour all around Hartford, all kinds of different places, very unusual places where people normally wouldn't go or normally wouldn't be able to see, or pointing out to some people some spots you might know already, but you don't really know the background and, you know, have all the details. And we had all that. We've been doing it now since then, and we've had tours all over the place. I'll give you an example. Some place you really have to go with me, you can't go on your own, is the top of the landfill. People said, what, the top of the dump? Well, that has been, since 2008, closed, and has been allowed to go over, as you can see when you drive by. And there are solar panels up there, a bird sanctuary, but views you can only see from there. You can see Mount Tom one way. See Hanging Hills of Merritt in the other, the Hubine Tower the other. It's just fabulous. It's like another world. 32 acres of astroturf with solar panels, gas draw-offs, and a bird sanctuary on the sides. So that's the kind of thing we do. When really, you need to go with me because I think I'm the only one that has permission to bring tours up there. Yeah, well, there's places you can go right now, and here's some hints for people in this beautiful weather and when they don't want to be in crowds. Cedar Hill Cemetery, now many people know that, a lot don't, is one of the most wonderful places in America. It's like Woodlawn, our own Woodlawn. You can go there any time, up the end of Fairfield, Maple, south end of Hartford. It is just wonderful, Cedar Hill. You can go and you park your car. There's 70 acres of woodland, and there's all kinds of wildlife all over the place. And then the monuments, like the Colt Monument and the monuments to various people. Mayor Mike's buried there, matter of fact. That was Mayor Mike's resting place. So there's a place you can go anytime. But it's good to go with somebody who knows how to get you around, because be prepared to get lost unless you pick up a map. Another great tour that's absolutely free, you can go anytime, is the Lincoln Statuary on the Riverfront Park. So the Lincoln Walk. You can park down to the boathouse. Everybody knows right up Jennings Road. And you see the first one, and you follow it as far as 3.5 miles. Of course, you don't have to go 3.5 miles. You can go a quarter mile. And there's statuary all about Lincoln's life all along the river. Now, it's strange more people don't know about that, but another good place is Keeney Park. The Keeney Park Golf Course is just fabulous. You've probably heard about it. And the restored clubhouse is fabulous. But right down the street from it, there's Herb Virgo's experimental garden. And that, of course, you'd have to go with me. You've got to go as a group. But Herb Virgo has this experimental garden that's just terrific. But around the corner from it is something I really heartfelt when you go there. We have our own Flanders Field, Soldiers Field, part of the cemetery over there where the monument to the fire people, the people that died in the fire in the 40s. Mm-hmm. Soldiers Field is so fabulous. You see all these crosses. Marked on some of them, it says World War, died during the World War, because nobody knew it was going to be a World War II. So all these things are part of Hartford Blooms, and we incorporate things, again, you might know, like Elizabeth Park. We go to Elizabeth Park, though, we get a special tour, behind-the-scenes tour from one of the people there. So we tie all this together in a series of tours. Usually it takes about 3 hours to do the tour. We go in the morning, 10 to 1. Then we go in the afternoon, 1:30 to 4:30, with a lunch spot in between where people can get a lunch. We usually prearrange that if people want to do both tours, or one and then have lunch, or come for lunch and then go to the other. One of the places we were planning on having lunch, if everything works out, is actually a golf course. They have a great big tent, and you sit there and you watch people playing golf, and a breeze blows through, and the food is good and relatively inexpensive. So, that happens to be a place that we like to stop. So, the whole thing is kind of ideas pop up all the time, new ideas. We incorporate those. Now, because of this problem is going on, we are going to do I call it a viral tour. Whoops, a virtual tour. We're going to do virtual tours in a couple of weeks. And it'll be up on our website in a couple of weeks. And people can see just what I talked about. And some of them, we'll say, here, you can come here. Here's the map. Here's how to get here. Any information, we're glad to give it to you. Call us up. But it's simple enough. Others will say, we do the tours in September or next spring. We'll do both. You can come with us in a bus. And these are the places on the bus. One other example. On Scarborough Street, it's nice to park your car on Scarborough Street and just walk around, see those beautiful homes in the West End and the beautiful plantings. But at the end of the street, there's a guy who has 50 pieces of statuary in his yard. And this lawyer, I don't give his name, but this lawyer owns a house, proud of all his statuary, and walks a group around and explains, not all of them, he'd be there all day, but a good number of the statuary. Ashley Street, place we started, is on most of the tours, and Ashley Street was, let's say, some years ago, kind of a troubled street. Now, it's kind of a tourist attraction. In front of most of the houses, they have a little plaque saying who built the house and why and who they were. Imagine that. Hmm. So you walk right up the street, you read about it, you see all the beautiful plantings, see the nice architecture. And the reason I particularly like the street, I had a house there. My boys were growing up. So anyway, it's a lot of history involved in all this, a lot of crazy stories. I try to keep everybody laughing and having a good time on the tours. The name Hartford Blooms comes from 20-some-odd years ago. Mayor Mike and the council, and I was on the council then, went to Ireland. In Ireland, if you've been there, there's flowers everywhere. They have what's called the Tidy Town Contest, which towns compete with each other to look nice, to do things with flowers and paints and all that. Well, we were thrilled with it. So I said to Mike, I said, hey, Mayor Mike, how come Hartford's so boring? And look at these neat little towns. He turns to me and says, Mikey, it's your job. I turned to my wife, Marguerite, and I said, Marguerite, we're on this bus trip all over Ireland, and we're talking about it. So what am I going to do? She said, what you ought to do is, 50th anniversary of the war is coming up. And she said, why don't we come up with a series of pots and put the veteran's name on them? Joe Smith, Okinawa. You pay a small amount, and it pays for a pot. You put the pots around town. Well, you know what? We did that. And you know what? The pot program through Knox is still going on. All from that conversation with Mayor Mike. That's where the name Hartford Blooms comes from. And again, we did the tours almost a decade ago. We started the tours.
So everyone's talking about, supporting the local economy, the local mom and pop restaurant. What's more supportive than going to these places during these tours, supporting your local restaurants? They're supporting you. either sustenance-wise or they're just putting out some pretty flowers for a patriot to sit down and unwind for a few minutes. So there's no reason why anyone can't get into Hartford. So joining me again this morning, Mike McGarry, he's a former city councilman of Hartford, but still involved in the city.
HartfordBlooms.gdn, like garden. Well, and we have there's a lot of stuff in there from previous years and previous tours, quite interesting to see. And in a couple of weeks, we'll have a video where, you know, we'll show people how to go to these places I mentioned and tell them where they really had to go with me and when we're going to be doing the tours. But again, I stress that people should go to see Cedar Hill Cemetery if you've never had. That is a national treasure. Costs nothing. Open dawn to dusk every day. And Bev there, the foundation director, gives tours all the time. They have a whole schedule of tours. And nothing costs, you know, I think one or two they charge a little for. I think everything else is free. But Cedar Hill Cemetery and places like that, the Riverfront and Keeney Park, I mean, we have gems that very few people know about. They should go themselves and tell their relatives and come on along. Come on along on my tours or go on a tour all by yourself.
There's nothing wrong with that, sir. I appreciate you joining me this morning. It's beautiful weather, so everyone should get outside. And remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.